prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me?
Doctor,
you said,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist here on Herb Talk. Hope you had a great day. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Thanks for joining us here on WWCR and other networks. Hey, Frank, are you ready to roll? I think Frank's over there. He's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about seeing through the body. You want to see through a body, Frank? You know, it's like those glasses you could see through walls. Well, they got a way now to see through the human body, thought, and it's not infrared. So we got stuff to talk about and our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform and seeking the Lord's face and a mind and a time because it grows short. And for today's devotional, I have another poem from Lee Forbes. He's titled it Health of a Nation. And it goes like this. The health of every nation lies within its walk with God. It's found in its integrity and how its people trod. The path he lays before them that reflects his will, not theirs, and shows they have a heart like his that's spoken in their prayers. Confessing in repentance all the things they have done wrong, and seeking grace to help them in their weakness to be strong. Against the purely godless, who in evil lay their plans, who grasp in desperation, verily to the ropes of sand. The devil lays before them, thinking someday they will be preserved like him through darkness, masters of their destiny. When truth is, they've but little time to turn their life around, and by God's mercy seek his face and die on holy ground. The death of true repentance found in Christ and Christ alone, to be reborn by faith in him who still makes us his own. But only if we take this time and choose to be like him, not given to the fallacy, there is no death for them. Amen to that. So seek the Lord. And thank you, Mr. Forbes, for such a great poem. I appreciate his poems. And we'll read more of them. I mean, it's a big collection. And they're just wonderful. So if you don't know the Lord, seek the Lord. Mind the time, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Hey, guess what? Italy is desperate for healthcare workers, so they decide to let the unvaccinated healthcare workers come back to work. That's right. Earlier this year, Italy's government dictated that their residents in healthcare that and anybody living in the country that was over the age of 50 and wanted to work in the country had to get vaccinated with the COVID-19 in order to live and work in the country. But now the Italian government is reversing that mandate for medical workers. See how that goes. Moving along in the quack report. Well, it says monkeypox is a public health emergency now. Did you see that, Frank? Biden administration announced that today. Health and Human Services Secretary for Biden declared the monkeypox outbreak to be a public health emergency. They want to obviously galvanize awareness and unlock a flexibility for fighting the spread of the virus. So the health secretary is considering a second declaration that would empower federal officials to expedite medical countermeasures such as potential treatments like vaccines without going through a full-fledged federal review. And this would allow for their greater flexibility in how to counter this disease. So the administration has announced similar decisions by health officials in New York and California, Illinois, the World Health Organization, of course, as well. And they're confirming the disease to be now an outbreak in 70 countries. All right, last but not least in the quack report, how about this one? Babies being created without sperm or eggs is going to be a reality, they say. So there's this groundbreaking development, not intended to create babies outside the womb, mind you, but their aim is to one day produce replacement organs for humans. Okay, so experts made fake embryos, which were created without any fertilized eggs, using stem cells from mice. And after a little over a week, the embryo-like structure was self-assembled with rudimentary beating hearts, blood circulation, and early stage of brain and intestinal tracts. So they were grown in an artificial womb, but they stopped developing after 8 days. So they're working on... Oh, I envision a drive-through for organ parts. What do you think, Frank? Yeah. Fast organs. Maybe you can supersize it. I don't know. But I think it's just crazy what they're doing. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about seeing through the body. Oh, you think I'm kidding? Oh, no. We're going to go down that rabbit hole. No, if you grew up in the 60s, science fiction often played with the idea that you could see through structures with the special glasses. Remember that, Frank? See through walls. It was a notion that would be a reality of the future. Now, before we tend to mock that idea, we have to remember the Star Trek TV series of the, 60s, with Captain Kirk, Will Shatner. Remember his communicator? That thing closely resembles the flip phone of 1998. So it is possible now to see through structures using something other than a heart reading infrared. Or heat reading infrared. MIT scientists have figured this out. So I thought we'd just visit this. It's a new study. Researchers at Massachusetts Institute of Technology have reported they are a step closer to seeing through barriers. That's right. The most highly private barrier that I can think of is not a building. It's my very own body. Now, we're not talking about X-ray machines or anything like that. So 35 years ago now, an ultrasound gave me a glimpse of my unborn child. The technology was crude. It was black and white pixels on a very small screen, and it tended to outline the image of a small developing child inside the womb. So you could actually make out the head and the abdomen, and depending on the position, you could even determine the sex of the unborn baby. Today, the MIT scientists have developed a stamp size patch with special adhesive that works like an ultrasound device. I'm not kidding you. They apply the patch to the skin and you can see inside. So it is almost like a portal into the body. So the device delivers a steady imagery of the body beneath the skin for up to 48 hours. It is considered a breakthrough device, and they say it offers a unique benefit like a non-invasive study, no radiation, live, real-time, high-resolution images, witness the body, how it functions in real-time, how it changes, and also it monitors, it's a monitoring device that can report images without a technician if you don't want one. And you know what I thought about this? My brain. I thought, you know how they're worried about drug runners? What do they call them? Mules? They would swallow envelopes of cocaine and then whatever, pass them out or throw them up later. I guess, custs officials can throw one of these, stamps on your abdomen, see if you swallowed anything like that. And see it right there, real time. Handcuff time. Well, the research on this did get published in the July 2022 Journal of Science. And you may be wondering, how does this work? Other than, your basic idea of how ultrasound works. Well, the patch reacts to a liquid gel on the skin to transmit the ultrasound wave. And a transducer presses against the gel, sending the sound waves into the body, which echo off body structures and then back to the transducer to translate into images. Now, the adhesive contains a layer of hydrogel to easily transmit sound waves. So it's better than your traditional ultrasound gels due to it has a more elastic and stretchy ability, and it won't dry out. Now, the clinicians, they can also, if they want to, manipulate a little wand to rove around to see all the tissues and organs, and the signals are transmitted to an algorithm software on artificial intelligence to interpret and even diagnose the images. So this is just, you know, Star Trek-y to the max. This whole thing kind of reminds me of a medical bay on the 1990 Star Trek TV series The Next Generation, where you would lay down on the examining table, and your body was scanned, and images popped up on a screen, and instant diagnostics were performed, and then treatments appeared, all coordinated by what would we would identify as an artificial intelligence system. Now, so what the MIT scientists have developed is a kind of another wearable piece of biotechnology that is very light. It's as light as a Band-Aid, Frank. Tiny, tiny, tiny. So the scientists are calling their new device the ultrasound sticker. And what can this device show health professionals? Well, it can show you things like blood vessels. It can show you organs like the heart, the lungs, the stomach. It can capture functions even when subjects are running, sitting, jumping, biking. So it's very, very flexible. So these are all ultrasound waves, which are sound waves reflected back as images. So this sticker is 3/4 inch in size, and it could replace an EKG system. You know, your EKG equipment, heart monitoring stuff, treadmill, hello. So the scientists are working on making the device wireless for what is essentially a postage size stamp device. Now, according to one of the professors, this is Professor Zaho. He's a mechanical engineering and environmental engineering at MIT. He said, "We envision a new patch adhered to different locations on the body, and the patches would communicate with other devices like cell phone, where the artificial intelligence algorithm would analyze the images on demand, and we believe we've opened a new era of wearable imaging. With a few patches on your body, you could see your internal organs." I don't know, Frank, you want to see your internal organs? Want to get one of them patches? See how that liver feels, looks? Is it bloated? Is it looking nice and lean and mean? Well, some of the observations that the scientists noted in their work with this device were that they could see how blood vessels react when you're seated and then how they change when you stand up and start to move around. They said they saw how the heart muscle changes shape when you start to exercise. They also saw how the stomach distends and then shrinks back upon digestion. And also it could see muscle micro damage. So if you're working out and you're stressing the muscles too much, they could actually see that happen. So there is really, I guess, unlimited use of a sticker like this. You could monitor the growth of tumors, or you could watch a fetus grow in the womb. Or like I said, customs drug enforcement could use that. What'd you say, Frank? You got a new idea? What is it? Are they going to need a warrant to put these things on you against your will? Ah, attorney Frank. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess if they thought, you know, it was a medical necessity, a doctor wouldn't need a warrant, right? You may have to have a doctor with you then. At that point, I guess drug enforcement may have to have a doctor to slap that on you. Hard to say. I'm not a lawyer. Don't know. Maybe some of our listeners can send in their opinion there. But really, there's unlimited use to this. Here's what Professor Zaho says again. We imagine we could have a box of stickers,
each designed to image a different location of the body, and we believe this represents a breakthrough in wearable devices and medical imaging. So, now this research was in part funded by MIT, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, National Science Foundation, and the National Institute of Health, U.S. Army Research Office, also Institute of Soldier Nanotechnologies, that is also at MIT. It's just interesting how, you know, medical science and the technology is morphing together here. Be aware of this stuff. You know, you should be aware of it. Because medical science can offer you some beneficial treatments. I think trauma care is very useful. But after all said and done, medicine can only offer drugs and replacement organs, but they can't help regenerate your original organs. Okay, so they are, like I said, they are looking for ways to grow organs from animal cells, pigs, mice, and whatever, because they don't have enough people donating organs for organ replacement. So I don't know. I mean, they could do a diagnostic and says, "Oh, liver looks bad. We got to rip that out and put in a new one." I don't know how this is going to go, but that's what medical science has. Let's get you a new part. Frank says, so it's a military developing DARPA being fostered on the people as a medical device. Possibly. I mean, like I said, there's many uses for this stuff. So medicine, like I said, they have drugs and surgery. Okay. So they can diagnose you, but they can't save the original equipment. So detoxing organs extends the life of the organ and the person possessing it. So if you want to keep your original equipment, learn to protect it and cleanse it. Get the toxins out. Help it to regenerate itself. Your organs are designed to regenerate. If you just get the stumbling blocks out of the way, which are toxicity issues and lack of nutrition, if you could sidestep organ replacement, I truly believe that. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a free herbal catalog. It's full of organ cleansing, immune boosting, metabolic strengthening formulas. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972 or thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're going on the website, I highly recommend you sign up for the free online newsletters. You'll find them under the Books and Newsletters tab, and you'll get empowering healthy therapies in your email each week. So thepowerherbs.com. Well, so we have a few minutes before we have to dive into a break, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to see into my body. That's kind of creepy. I think, you know, let's say they get, a plate size, you know, sticker, and you stick it right on your stomach there, and you can see your intestines, you can see, you know, whatever in there. You know, some people may want to put it on other parts of the body and watch functions, Frank, but I just don't think I want to look inside, you know, just not going to do it. I don't know, would you do it, Frank? Would you, like, slap one of them things on and see what your heart's doing, or... you know, what your biceps doing. I wonder if they could see through the skull. It didn't mention that. I don't know if it could see brain matter. Right? You see that gray matter, how the little old noodles working up there? See the wheels turning? Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, anything's possible with the way they're going. They got quantum physics in there now in healthcare and all kinds of things.
What'd you say, Frank? So if it's the military development, well, we already said that one. I thought you were saying something else. Well, I just prefer to see the skin, right? I'm just not going to go looking at blood vessels, things like that. I don't know. I just, there's some people who can't look at blood, right? They pass right on out. Can you imagine them looking and see how things are working in there? Don't know. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to jump into our next topic and talk about your cancer risk that can increase when you're on certain medications. There are lots of people that are kind of leery of some of the deadly side effects of prescription meds. People are doing their homework now, which I'm really happy about. But there's 20 million people. That's over 12% of the U.S. population that are taking thyroid medications for their thyroid disease. Now, worldwide, the numbers are like 800 million or to 2 billion people that have thyroids that aren't working. So the uptick in this malfunctioning thyroid issue is kind of fourfold since 1974. So what's changed since 74? So more women than men are having thyroid malfunction. And the thyroid is this butterfly-shaped gland just in front of the trachea towards the lower part of the neck. So the thyroid glands are quite sensitive, and they tend to enlarge when they get stressed out. Or they enlarge even during pregnancy or even when a woman's menstruating. So the gland is also, if it's damaged, it can get damaged when it's exposed to things like radiation, for instance. So that's why they put those, you know, lead things on you when they want to take x-rays. So if you or someone you know is on thyroid medicine, maybe researching alternatives is what you might want to do to avoid some of the risks of these drugs, which can lead you down the road to getting cancer. So one of the things that really did highlight thyroid function was some really relatively new research from Rutgers University. They found the thyroid does more than just regulate body temperature and energy level. And when you have natural iodine, that iodine feeds your thyroid gland, and your thyroid gland manufactures hormones. And these hormones are used throughout the body to regulate other cellular functions, including oxygen consumption, energy absorption, all throughout the body, okay? Even in, helps your sleep cycle. So your thyroid does more than they ever thought, and it controls a lot of biological and physiological activities, and even growth and reproduction areas, neurotransmitter functions. It also helps to manufacture some proteins that will help the skin and your hair. So that's why a lot of times when you have thinning hair, they always want to look at the thyroid. So our body needs natural iodine to have healthy thyroid glands, and most people think they're getting adequate sources of iodine in their foods and also the refined salt, when they're really not. A lot of doctors say that most of their patients are iodine deficient. And I can see by the time, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll dive into this topic and we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Back here in Herb Talk, and we're going to be going through this topic here on your high risk of cancer when it has to do with certain medications that people tend to be taking, especially when it comes down to sick thyroid. Wow. Well, here we are. We're looking at some of the salt manufacturers. Remember, manufacturers, they would put that iodine back in the salt because when they took it out, people got goiters on their thyroids. That was in 1924, okay? But salt manufacturers are really not required to iodize salt, but they do it out of whatever reason they're doing it. But 1/3 of the processed salt on your market is technically iodized. The rest isn't. So add to that, if you got low salt diets, you're not getting any iodine, and those diets are usually promoted for certain conditions by modern medicine, and you know, they're going about, you know, sodium chloride type salts. They're not going about a whole food salt. So science is kind of missing the boat on the different types of salt. Salt that has nutrition in it, salt that doesn't. Salt that doesn't is going to push your blood pressure up. So if you got people with heart disease, they're off the salt, no iodine, and therefore they're getting other metabolic disruption. So when your soil that your food is grown in is crap, the soil is dead, then you're not going to get the iodine-rich foods either in the diet. So that's a double whammy right there. And additionally, the human thyroid will use natural iodine from foods to produce a solution that feeds your mitochondria of even your cells. So this is why when you go to sleep at night, the thyroid gland releases a solution that's supposed to go out and bathe all the mitochondria of your cells, sort of like a little battery pack getting a wash. And it just re-energizes the mitochondria, so when you wake up in the morning, you feel refreshed. So if you're not sleeping good, you don't feel refreshed in the morning, maybe it's the thyroid that's needing some TLC. So when processed food manufacturers also switch from iodine to bromine in baked goods, especially to condition your dough, your bromine is known as a carcinogen, which also interferes with the body utilizing iodine. Whew, what a stroke of genius that was, right? So this has helped lead us all to an epidemic level of thyroid disease and also thyroid cancer. It's a lack of minerals, and specifically for your thyroid gland, it's a lack of iodine. And Dr. David Brownstein said, iodized salt is a poor salt source of iodine in our diets, and the RDA for iodine is inadequate too. So there's this link in thyroid and even breast cancer. So in the 1700s and 1800s, Empress Maria Theresa in Austria made it a law, this was a little town, made it a law to autopsy those who died at the hospital. So thyroid disease was an epidemic in Austria, especially in this little town called Graz. Data was analyzed between 1944 and 1958, and it showed that these patients had hypothyroidism and a goiter. So the rates correlated with the high rate for cancer as well. This data got published in the Broda Barnes in a book called Hypothyroidism, The Unsuspected Illness. Later, in 1976, Broda Barnes also published the article in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It was titled Thyroid Supplements and Breast Cancer. So a deficiency in your iodine can put women at risk of various forms of cancer, including breast cancer, fibrocystic breast diseases. But Dr. David Brownstein, he's reporting that long-term use of thyroid hormone drugs will increase a woman's risk of breast cancer by 200%. So the study that he was referencing says that women who took hormone drugs for their thyroid were at a greater risk than women who did not use the drug. So according to Dr. Brownstein, taking thyroid hormone drugs to replace an iodine deficiency is the wrong thing to do. He explains that these thyroid drugs increase the body's metabolic requirement for iodine when it is already deficient. This, according to Dr. Brownstein, explains why 1 in 7 women will develop breast cancer due to the chronic lack of iodine through thyroid drugs. Now, when the iodine level is insufficient, the breast tissue loses its ability to maintain the proper cell structure or architecture, if you will, and then the tissue develops cysts, nodules, and then cancer. So he recommends that every woman on thyroid meds, well, they should get tested for iodine levels, and if it's low, they should get some natural supplements of iodine. So just to be clear, you know, when you're on a thyroid med, the thyroid med isn't an iodine supplement. It's a hormone replacement drug, because remember, the thyroid gland has to have iodine to manufacture hormones with. So when the thyroid drops this job because it's not getting food, iodine, well, the doctors just throw in artificial hormones instead. They don't get at the cause of the problem. You know, it's just like a little crutch. And you know what happens when the crutch is kicked out? Well, Dr. Brownstein also reports that when women replenish the natural iodine that their thyroid gland tends to improve function, and the function, the patients are actually required at that point to lower or even discontinue the thyroid med at that point. So if your thyroid gland hasn't atrophied, it can still function properly and take that natural iodine and start making hormones with it. So then you don't need the drugs. So over 96% of Dr. Brownstein's patients that he put them on some iodine supplements showed that they were iodine deficient and they could get off their medication. So also, you got to be aware of some toxins that may be in your drinking water. This is another problem that we face in the United States, especially with the supply of contaminated water sources. There's a lot of fuel chemicals called perchlorate that tend to wind up in the runoff. And these chemicals also are used as flavor enhancers in your foods. And this chemical blocks your thyroid's ability to absorb and use iodine. So maybe, you know, get a water filtration system, or if you got a well or spring water to tap into, I would use that especially. And then stay away from foods that have flavor enhancers in them. So here's some other things that your thyroid, some foods your thyroid may be sensitive to. And it's all important, you know, when we're trying to, you know, do the right thing for the thyroid gland. So if you have a thyroid condition, let's say, and your family has a history of thyroid problems, well, it's a good idea to avoid some foods that when you eat them, especially raw, they can inhibit the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So you want to avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. Cooking these foods will make them safer for you to eat. So, you know, watch the slaw on the hot dog if you're eating one of those. And, you know, the cauliflower on the salad, you want to watch that. And so remember, they're raw. They're a problem if they're raw. And, of course, we've talked about radiation a little bit. There was this interesting report that Dr. Korsky, for Health Tips, Opinion, and Quackery, Exposed, brought up. He says that the scientific model regarding establishing safe radiation levels is pretty much a scientific theory and not proven. He explains the theory that low radiation exposure is not considered harmful, but could even be beneficial is a fraud, basically. So the hypothesis that scientists were using is that when humans are exposed to low-level radiation, it stimulates your DNA to repair any damage and deploy protective mechanisms not normally activated without radiation. So, well, why would your DNA have to be repaired unless the radiation is damaging it? Duh, right? So the hypothesis in science goes a step further to reason that the protective mechanisms are more than we need and therefore offer a protective benefit against any low-level radiation that may induce cancer. So they're saying there's just no way, science is saying there's just no way our low-level radiation could ever give you cancer. That's just a hypothesis. Okay. Now, it is interesting. The government agencies do not use this model in determining what is called linear no threshold, or LNT, in determining a safe dose of radiation because they know that radiation accumulates in the human body with each dose. So radiating your thyroid is obviously going to be destroying the thyroid, possibly beyond repair. So I would guard against radiating a thyroid gland. And let's say, well, people often say, well, if I get iodine, what kind of dose am I looking at? Well, the recommended daily allowance of your iodine to prevent thyroid goiter is 3,000 to 6,000 mcgs. But in Japan, people consume more iodine in a range of 5,200 to 13,000 mcgs, basically because they get a lot of seafood. Okay, and the high consumption of iodine is one of the reasons women there have very low cases of breast cancer, especially if they stay away from thyroid meds and also cow's milk. Yep. So if your body has insufficient levels of iodine, the thyroid will not produce adequate thyroid hormones called hypothyroid, and you'll get hypothyroidism, which... You know, these hormones help regulate body temperature, heart rate, glucose, blood lipids, sleeping, and a whole slew of other things. So symptoms would be you may have a slower heart rate, you may feel cold, you may experience constipation or even weight gain, dry skin, hair loss, weakness, muscle aches, depression, or even fatigue if your thyroid's not getting the food it needs. Now, in chronic cases, there could be symptoms of even cognitive decline. So hypothyroidism is the most common thyroid malfunction worldwide. And now if you have a thyroid that's producing too much thyroid hormone, you get hyperthyroidism, this will hyperdrive the metabolism, produce rapid heart rate, palpitations maybe, excessive sweating, may feel hot even in a cold room, you may lose weight and have muscle weakness. So the thyroid gland is part of the endocrine system, and it can release too much hormone in some cases. So the endocrine system may need some rebalancing, and there are some male and female herbs that address the endocrine system. So what do you do if you want to balance a thyroid gland? Well, I think if I had a thyroid issue causing these types of problems, I would want to make sure that when I use an iodine supplement, that it's a whole food balanced chemistry supplement. It's not an isolated petrochemical one, because the body's going to look at the petrochemical one as a prescription drug. And we all know how those work. Not so great. So get some natural whole food iodine. But you want to also check and make sure you're getting the proper diagnosis, maybe get a second opinion, make sure you're on track. So do your research on a lot of your options out there for your thyroid. And even look at, you know, what it is when you have a lack of iodine in the system. You know, educate yourself and look what you're experiencing to see if it matches up. And if you're looking for natural iodine, the highest concentration in a natural source that'll be your whole food source would be black walnut, and it's not the nut. It's this black gooey substance that's between the pit or the nut and the outer hull. And it's also great for parasites, by the way. Parasites don't like iodine. And so that's an option. Some people can perk their thyroid up with some whole food ocean salt, you know, sun-dried salt, like Celtic salt. I, for the most part, have seen people need more of the black walnut to snap their, you know, thyroid back into shape. It's this, the ocean salt or the seaweed that has ocean salt, and it's also iodine, just not as concentrated as they need. So black walnut is the way I would go. Now, for some of the hormone issues in the endocrine system, there are some, like I said, male and female herbs that will feed the endocrine system so that your body can make the right amount of hormones for your particular time of life. So I would jump on over to the powerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs.com, and they have male and female categories, and you can check out the, you know, the reproductive type organs for the endocrine system. And you can also find the black walnut up there as well. One of my little things is when you find that your thyroid is low in iodine, it's been trying to operate and it without the sufficient nutrition, and so it's exhausted. So I like to layer in with the black walnut some mullein to soothe it, to give it a little TLC. And mullein's really great for all glands, prostate gland, thyroid gland, just glands in general. And then I also like to layer in a little ginseng. If you're not sensitive to ginseng, it's a bit of a stimulant. So if you're not sensitive to it, ginseng will give the gland stamina on a metabolic level. So those three together seem to really perk up a thyroid, bring it back up to level of function it should be at. And a lot of people just, you know, they're able to, you know, get off of their prescription drugs that way. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to give them a call, if you don't do the internet, you can ask for their free catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're looking for those endocrine support formulas for male and female, it would be for the guys, the male hormone formula, and for the women, depending on the time of life, it would either be the cycle balancer or it would be the female maturity formula if you're past menopause. So you have options and you have tools, and they're all from, you know, God. Their herbs are from God. And he says, I gave you herbs for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And it's right under your nose. Why don't you use them? Well, we're going to shift a little gears here. We're talking about a lot of minerals lately, aren't we? Because that's what I see. When you have metabolic collapse and you got functioning that's not really where it's supposed to be, then usually it's a mineral thing. It's a mineral deficiency. Not always, but most of the time. So let's just talk about how we can use other minerals and other mineral-rich herbs. So when you look at your herb profiles in chemistry, a lot of times they could be like rich in, let's say, the iodine or the calcium. And so right now I want to talk about herbs that may be rich in copper. So your body needs copper, right? And copper is essential for health. If you don't have it, it's going to be very difficult for your blood to hold on to iron. And iron in the blood helps you transport oxygen to your cells. So you see, a lot of this whole food chemistry works together. They got to work together. It's like an orchestra. They play their own little tunes, which their own little functions, but they help one another. So your trace minerals like copper helps your cells repair. So if you need to regenerate and heal something, like an organ, like your liver, you're going to need copper. It also helps repair bones and your heart. And again, we talked about the oxygen delivery. So it's a universal cofactor, basically. That's what copper is. So we are told that quite a few Americans have diets that are kind of copper. Estimates from the National Institute of Health are stating that depletion ranges from 0.5% to 81% in our population. So the U.S. has widespread copper deficiency, and it can manifest in different forms. So copper is what is known as a universal cofactor. It's needed in many functions. Without adequate copper, our DNA and RNA, our production, you know, and repair of hair, skin, nails is going to suffer. Also, without enough copper, our brain function suffers without the oxygen and the electron transfer. Also, without enough copper, our skeletal system can fail and can negatively affect pulmonary systems. So a healthy adult is going to need 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams of copper in their system. Adult blood plasma should have, for women, 87 milligrams to 153 milligrams, and men, 89 milligrams to 137 milligrams. So what copper is doing is it's a conduit for other cofactor enzymes, and it strengthens arterial walls. And this explains why a sun-dried whole food organic salt like Celtic salt will strengthen cell walls and your arteries and veins because it contains natural copper. So your Celtic sea salt has a bunch of minerals in it, 84 of them. It's not been processed out. So if you look at your store, Morton salt, white, dry as a bone, all that nutrition's gone. They sell it to other industries. You get sodium chloride, which is crap, okay, and it's going to push your blood pressure up. If you get a whole food salt, it's cardiovascular friendly, and it doesn't give you hypertension. Symptoms of low copper would be white, gray, or dry, brittle hair, sagging tissue around the eyelids or anywhere in your skin, fatigue, skin rashes, hair loss, decrease in taste and smell, congenital or acquired hernias, varicose veins, arrhythmias, usually cerebral artery of the brain, that can give you aneurysms, staphylococcal infections, staph infections will be common for you, anemia, the thyroid disease you mentioned, hypo or hyper, arthritis, ruptured vertical discs, liver cirrhosis, violent behaviors, you know, like mind rage, explosive outbursts, learning disabilities, cerebral palsy, high cholesterol, iron loss, which accumulates in your liver, low blood sugar, and an abnormal type of white blood cells in your blood and immune system called neutropenia. So minerals are important. Here's a quote from a Dr. Winston Green, Texas pharmacist. He says people need 2 to 4 milligrams of copper per day for health and even more for healing. The Food and Drug Administration showed that in an analysis, 234 foods that constitute the core of the American diet, that it provides less than 80% of the RDA amount of copper, end of quote. So food sources that are going to have your copper are going to be your nuts and seeds, fruit and vegetables, legumes, whole grains, brewer's yeast, shellfish, animal liver, and animal kidneys, if you eat that kind of stuff. Some of your copper supplements, a lot of people look to your supplements instead, and people wonder if I'm getting too little or am I getting too much in the copper. You'll want to take a copper supplement with other supplements. So some foods and over-the-counter products, due to the fact that, you know, there's a blockage of absorption from some things, so you want to be aware of it. So you don't want to use copper with vitamin C, fiber products, any product with fructose in it or in acids, because it'll block your copper absorption. On the other hand, calcium will enhance your copper absorption. So if you're looking for some whole food and nutritional elements, I'm a big fan of the Ocean Salt, the Celtic Salt, and the Body Foundation Food Mix at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And also some herbs that are going to have a lot of nice copper profiles are skullcap, sage, white oak bark, horsetail, yucca root, and guttacola herb. So those are all going to be nice copper profiles for you. But, you know, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll fix you up with a powdered supplement. You just make it a smoothie with it or put it in your vegetable juice or your orange juice, and you're going to cover your enzymes, amino acids, plant protein, vitamins, and minerals that you may be lacking. And it really will just juice you up and make you feel wonderful. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.